president will be right on, sir, just a moment.
Mrs. Johnson.
Hello?
It's George Meany on 90.
I just put.
Thank you.
I just want to tell you, you're the star of the ball again. I want to quit inviting you. I've had you twice now. If you don't quit making those good speeches, I want to put you public speaking department up at Harvard to teach these fellas like Schlesinger how to speak.
Yeah, he might need you like that.
Well, you tell your wife and your grandchildren that I thought that of all of them said anything last night, yours were the best. That was true the other night, and tell all these goddamned alleged intellectuals that me and you and the plumber's going to take a Stilson wrench and run this country.
Hey, that fella Hickles, he just about knocked me over.
Well, he...
I thought I was listening to something from Alice in Wonderland.
He did. He did. I wasn't too happy with the questions. I thought that they were below the par of Rusk and the rest of them, didn't you?
Oh, by far. By far. Understand what it's all about.
No. All I want to do is just tell you I'm proud of you, and I appreciate your friendship, and I think that America's lucky we got you, and I just hope you got enough keens to hold out about 25, 30 more years.
I'll hold out with you, I hope.
Well, anyway, tell your grandkids I said hello, and I'm proud of you.
Okay, fine.